Dr. Pinsky with a Mount IME. I'm Daniel Diaz, D-I-A-Z. Daniel Diaz is a 37-year-old male who reports he injured his back at work on 1/10/22. But on that occasion, he was pulling a full pallet through the doorway and went over a bump in the floor. Apparently, he did not fall or strike his back. Apparently, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Apparently, he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Apparently, he did not have any injections or surgery. Apparently, he completed his course of active treatment in January 2022. Mr. Diaz admits to having sciatica in 2016, treated with physical therapy. Apparently, he denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Apparently, he does say he uses a pillow behind his back when driving. Apparently, paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Diaz was seen by his nurse practitioner at MedCom on 1/4/22, period. She ascertained a history that he was moving a skid of 50-pound bags of wood pellets. There were approximately 48 bags on the skid, totaling approximately 2,400 pounds. But he was doing this with a piece of equipment called a pallet jack. Apparently, he was moving this amount of inventory equipment by himself. Apparently, he completed this task by himself before, but this time he moved the pallet as usual. And when he pushed it into the designated spot, he started to feel low back pain. Apparently, the next day, he was unable to move and went to urgent care and then the emergency room. Apparently, after 4 hours of sitting there, he could not tolerate the weight. Apparently, he has received no additional treatment in the interim. Apparently, nurse practitioner Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S, diagnosed him with right-sided sciatica and muscle spasm, for which he ordered x-rays of the thoracic and lumbar spine and started him on muscle relaxant. Period. He followed up and remained symptomatic. Period. On 1/20/22, he underwent an MRI of the thoracic spine. That's that x-rays of the thoracic spine that showed convexity to the right but were otherwise unremarkable. Period. Repeat thoracic x-rays were performed on 1/20/22. Period. They showed a curvature deformity as well as mild multi-level intervertebral disc narrowing consistent with degenerative disc disease. Period. He followed up with nurse practitioner Graves on 1/27/22 when he was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. For unclear reasons, he underwent a functional capacity evaluation on 3/31/22 at the referral of neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell. Pretty demonstrated the ability to perform work within the light physical demand category. Period. This is below the job demands based on sitting and standing abilities. Period. He demonstrated consistency of effort and reliable pain ratings throughout the evaluation. Pretty paragraph. He was seen by Dr. Mitchell on 4/14/22, who had initially been seen on 2/3/22, period. He described the mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date. Period. He reported 10% improvement since the onset of symptoms, period. He identified his primary care physician at MedCom for the past 4 years. record, previously he stated he did not have a primary care physician. Pretty also previously stated, treating with a chiropractor at Your Chiropractic in Egg Harbor Township 4 years earlier. Pretty did not have pain at that time, and it was his mom's friend's practice, and they were offering free adjustments. Pretty does not participate in sports, nor does he go to the gym. Pretty's hobbies include reading, hiking, and kayaking. Pretty was involved in 2 motor vehicle accidents in 2019. Pretty the first was in October when he was rear-ended. Pretty was seen in Pomona Hospital where images were negative. The second was in December 2019 when he was hit on the passenger side but did not suffer any injuries. He did not require any hospitalization or treatment. He reports one prior work injury in approximately 2017 when working at Lowe's. He got hit by a carpet roll and tore his right rotator cuff. This was treated with physical therapy and his case was settled. He denies any prior spine history or treatment or imaging studies. However, when Dr. Mitchell was pulling up his imaging, it was discovered that he actually had several diagnostic studies, spine studies dating back to 2011. He had a record of a lumbar CT in 2011 and a lumbar MRI in 2012, both ordered by Gregory Collins. He had a lumbar MRI in 2015 and a CT of the head in 2018, ordered by Samuel Green. He had a neck CT in 2021, ordered by Terrell Collins. He returned on this visit reporting 30% overall improvement. He noted the functional capacity evaluation. Mr. Diaz also related seeing Dr. Christini for a second opinion on 3/28/22. He recommended spine specialist consultation and a lumbar MRI. Mr. Diaz revealed to Dr. Mitchell he had a narcotic and substance abuse issue in the past, which is why he had all the imaging in the past. Pretty states he had a drug addiction problem and was simply seeking medications, which is why all the imaging was performed in the past. In fact, he states he was banned from several hospitals. Dr. Mitchell performed an exam and reviewed the diagnostic studies available. He then rendered diagnoses of lumbar sprain. He noted therapy had already been rendered, and he had plateaued at maximum medical improvement. His extremity complaints have resolved, so an MRI was not indicated, as it was not indicated for low back pain alone. There were subjective complaints without any objective physical findings. He deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. On 5/23/22, Dr. Mitchell prepared an addendum having reviewed the lumbar MRI from 5/6/22, comma, 10/21/15, comma, and 1/3/12. He did not appreciate any significant change in the 2022 MRI compared to the 2015 MRI. Pretty read the radiologist report for the images of 5/6/22 that state there was degeneration and herniation at L5-S1 that had progressed when compared to 10/21/15. The same was stated for the L4-5 degenerative findings. There was signal in the right pedicle at L5, which is new and felt to be a stress response. There was also a T2 hypointensive lesion in the kidney. He did not agree that there has been material change in L4-5 and L5-S1 with respect to stenosis and disc material. As far as the reported right L5 pedicle signal change, it is not apparent in the axial imaging and it is subtle in the sagittal imaging. Without being present in both imaging studies, Dr. Mitchell did not believe this was a significant findings. Overall, having reviewed these that he did not change his previously stated opinions, period. Dr. Christini, in fact, ordered a lumbar MRI that was done on 5-6-22 and compared to the study of 10-21-15, period. We will insert the impressions from that study. Period. In paragraph on 9-8-22, the petitioner was seen orthopedically by Dr. Radcliffe, R-A-D-C-L-I-F-F, period. In addition to the subject event, he ascertained a history of prior back injury in 2015 that was treated with cortisone injections. Period. The symptoms spontaneously resolved. Period. He denied any back issues between 2015 and 2022. Period. He did have two minor motor vehicle accidents in 2019 that did not adversely affect his symptomatology. Period. Dr. Radcliffe found negative bilateral straight leg raising maneuvers, period. His gait was antalgic and stooped forward, period. His gait was labored, period. He also reviewed the 2022 x-rays and MRI of the lumbar spine, period. He also diagnosed lumbago due to a strain, period. He agreed with Dr. Mitchell in that he did not see evidence of an anatomical abnormality to cause his back pain. Period, although he has a disc bulge at L5-S1, he does not have concordant radiculopathy symptomatology. Period, disc herniations in the lumbar spine usually cause leg pain, thumb and that back pain. Period, furthermore, he does not have corresponding intrinsic disc abnormality, such as a loss of T2 signal. Period, therefore, his symptoms are inconsistent with the imaging studies. Period. He concluded the accident on 1-10-22 did not cause a structural abnormality. Period. He believes Mr. Diaz sustained a soft tissue injury consistent with a sprain. Period. He did not recommend further diagnostic studies. Period. However, he did comment on provocative discography that had recently fallen out of favor because of the poor predictive value and the possibility for causing degeneration in the control discs. Period. He also elaborated upon various surgical approaches. Period. He deemed the petitioner was capable of working at the light physical demand category as described in the FCE. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. Also slowly, secondary to knee problems. Period, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion. Period, active flexion and extension were to 40 and 20 degrees respectively, both with discomfort. Period, he performed bilateral rotation and side bending fully. Period, there was superficial tenderness of palpation in the midline at L1 through L5, as well as the left sacroiliac joint and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Period, there was no tenderness of palpation of the sciatic latus, iliac crest, or girded trochanters. Period, and then normal through, he had positive axial loading, trunk torsion, and Huber test for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. Daniel Diaz alleges to have injured his lower back at work on 1-10-22 while operating a pallet jack that had gone over a bump in the floor. Period. This does not sound as if it is a severe mechanism of injury. Period. He did see his personal nurse practitioner named Ms. Graves on 1-14-22. Period, she started him on conservative measures. Period, he also had x-rays of the thoracic spine and lumbar spine on 1-20-22. Period, he saw Dr. Mitchell and then underwent an FCE on 3-31-22. Period, this deemed he was capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period, Dr. Mitchell ascertained The petitioner had previous low back problems, which he underwent advanced diagnostic imaging. Paired this was notwithstanding the petitioner's denial of same. Paired Dr. Mitchell concluded the most recent studies from May of 2022 did not demonstrate any substantive objective worsening compared to the earlier MRIs. Paired Dr. Radcliffe agreed with Dr. Mitchell that there were no structural abnormalities to explain the petitioner's symptoms, nor was surgery indicated. Paired new paragraph of the current exam, found Mr. Diaz had somewhat variable range of motion but the lumbar spine. Paired, he had positive axial loading from torsion and Hoover test for symptom magnification. Paired, he had superficial tenderness in the lumbar spine also, but neural tension signs were negative. Paired, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back as this pertains to the incident of 1-10-22. Paired, in that event, Mr. Diaz at most sustained a lumbar strain, but this was superimposed upon prior known disc disease that was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. End.